Well, hello, everybody. It's been a while since I've done any sort of audio boo. Some time ago, over a month, in fact, I had purchased a secondhand espresso machine and had begun ordering parts. Well, it had been quite some time, and I phoned the shop where I'd ordered the parts from, and they had said that they were still waiting for one part to come in. That was a filter of some description. I understood it to be the small filter. I'm supposed to have three filters, a one cup, a pod filter, and a two cup filter. And the small one was not in yet, so I had the option to get the parts then that were in or wait for the other one. Well, I waited, and then I got a phone call saying all my parts were in, so today I had the opportunity to pick them up, but the funny thing is, and the sad thing is, that the small filter was never among them. So I'm just going to unveil these and take a personal look at them. I sort of had a brief look across the counter. They're all in a Ziploc bag. And I'll discuss my activities over the next few days. We're sort of in laundry flux at the moment because something's gone wrong with the dryer. I suspect the motor has seized. And so I might just do a boo while I investigate that and figure out what the trouble actually is with it. But I can discuss these parts while doing so. So we've got a whole bunch of them, and which one do I want to look at first? Here's the filter. It's in a paper bag. Now this looks like it is. This is the bigger two cup filter. Could use it as a bell, I suppose.
Yeah.
These are double-walled filters. They belong to the Cuisinart espresso machine. So there's a very fine mesh in the bottom and then a more coarse mesh underneath that. The reviews I've read don't seem to support this particular aspect. However, the machine, generally speaking, seems to do a good job. From the reviews, I've yet to determine that for myself. There's a big tear in the bag, so unfortunately not salvageable. But very much recyclable, so we'll just put it there. I think I'll just keep this all in the Ziploc. And out of another Ziploc, this might have been the filter they were looking at. So, yes, this is what was described to me as the pod filter. There's a little, putting one filter inside the other. I guess that could work, but I don't like doing it. I thought there was a bit of a paper thing inside here, inside the Ziploc bag. There isn't. That's really odd. I don't quite get that. Oh, there is something taped to it. I'll have Michelle look at that later and figure out if there's anything on it of any pertinence. But I'll put it aside for the time being. Yes, this filter's very shallow. Has little, fins across the bottom of it. It too looks double-walled, although I'm not seeing a place where the liquid actually comes out of it. That's bizarre. That looks like a totally smooth surface. But it's got to have a hole in there somewhere. Oh, there it is. There's a little faint one there. Just a little pinhole. And a very fine mesh, so I guess I've never worked with espresso pods before, so ought to be a new experience. But at long last, these are most of the parts for my machine, except for the one filter. But as I was going to say, it's not the one I typically use. When I worked at that volunteer coffee shop, I used the large one. Well, they all had, it was a double shot anyways, that was just standard practice. So I think that'll be fine, that'll be right where I'm at home. Now these were situated inside of the next item I'm going to pull out. which is essentially... Now, this is interesting. Oh, yes, there's a couple of very small... I thought these were bigger. The last thing inside that cup is a tiny little Ziploc bag, which I thought these were buttons. I thought, oh, somebody's left their shirt buttons behind on the counter. Not so. These are actually what's referred to... Man, that's even stapled together, so you can't open it easily. Ziploc bag with staples. There's really no need for that. It'll still work as a Ziploc. It just won't have... it'll just have a couple of small pinholes in it where I've managed to extract the staples. Yeah. So these are actually what's referred to as cleaning pins, and they're basically... I want to get a hold of one so I can describe this, and they're not being very cooperative. Yes, it's a very sharp pin, which... you can use to clean out the filters. Goes right through them. So, yeah, there's two of those. And supposedly that'll also help you clean out the end of the wand. It's just literally like the head of a pin. Little wire tip on the end of them, and they... And a little tab that you hang on to. Hard to describe, but it's a triangle, like a plastic triangle, with a wire, about a half inch long wire thing poking out of it. And you poke that wire into the things that get dirty so you can clean them. That's those. And of course, the thing that they all come out of is the frothing mug, which is basically a stainless steel cup wrapped in plastic. Yeah, I think that'll hold a couple cups of water in it. Kind of got a rough inside to it. But it is all stainless steel. Metal handle. Actually, it's all metal. It's just got a stainless steel handle sort of riveted or spot welded onto it. Looks like what I used to use in the coffee shop, except in miniature. Quite pleased. It came in a little plastic wrapping or bag of its own. I just don't remember how it got in there. There we go. Shove that down inside there, and then put all this stuff back in it. Until I see fit to use said machine. Now, there's only a couple other items in here. It's a big, long thing. It basically looks like an oversized handle of something, almost like a handle of a pot, except that it's hollow. It's like a trough shape, but at one end, and you'd hold this so that the trough shape is vertical, the one end there's sort of like a flat round, well, just a flat round disc on it, and that's your tamper. You shove that, you press down on that into your filter basket to put the right amount of pressure on your coffee, and then the other end of this is the scoop, so you dig your coffee out of there and out of your can and put it in your portafilter, I'm thinking. It's a big scoop. Last but not least, it looks like there's the big... what we refer to as a portafilter. This is the thing that the baskets actually fit into. And this was broken. I'm not sure how, but the previous owner broke this. I'm having a job getting into this, though. There we go. Why am I exploring this now? I suppose it's fun. I just can't wait to actually get my hands on it. There's a little plastic foam wrap around it, and then it's in a plastic bag. Oh yeah, this looks nice. It's a metal surround. There's a... yeah, it's all metal inside here. There's this little plastic insert on the bottom.